Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. So it's Tuesday. I'm feeling pretty good. I've been doing a lot of some changes in my life, some moves that I've really implemented in the last few days. Probably was why I was a little silent, but back at it again. So today's topic is about spending money in order to make money. And I'm framing this in, you guessed it, three ways. I love this three things idea. I feel like whenever I have that mentality or mindset before, or framework rather, before I start an episode, normally it's my best ones. So hopefully this would be a good one. Feeling it pretty good. So I'm going to talk about it in three ways. One of them I kind of already talked about a little bit in the Optimize Your Life episode, but I think this really puts a different context, a different perspective and lens on it, which I think is interesting, as well as some other techniques. So let's just kind of go over the one I slightly touched on before, saving time. As I've mentioned before, time is money. When you save time, that gives you more time, that gives you that freed up time you can then do something with in order to actually make money or do something that will lead to money later on. And that's what I'm saying. When I say spend money to make money, so you'd be like, okay, you're saving time, but like how you're not spending money, you're saving time. Well, you have to spend money in order to save time, right? Great example, as I said in the Optimize Your Life episode, was Google Home. As a result of spending that money, which is a fixed cost of like $150 or whatever, I'm now saving a bunch of time being able to write down reminders or turn on and off lights and music or whatever. That may be small chunks of time, but over time it does add up. Another thing a guy got last weekend was a City Bike annual membership. I highly recommend it. At first, I don't know, I just was like, I don't need one. I have, you know, the MTA. I can walk. I can take Ubers or whatever. Fuck that. No, City Bike, I've already used it like 4 or 5 times. Great decision. Really, actually, so I got it a week ago, but I didn't actually use it until last Friday. And kind of just went from there. So the reason why I started using it was because I got a membership to this co-working space. The one I'm currently at, it's this place called Work Heights, kind of over by the border of Crown Heights and Prospect Heights. It's pretty cool. And there's bike stations really close to it. So I have a bike station maybe half a block away, and there's bike stations half a block from that co-working space. And it's basically a straight shot, maybe like a block or two south. But even just that little time, it's like saving probably now 5 minutes. And like, in addition, when I was going home yesterday, I got off my normal stop on the Q, like around 7th Ave, and I just hopped on a bike there and went even further straight. Again, additionally saving time. I didn't have to transfer trains or anything, especially when the weather's nice. I mean, the road's gonna get nicer right now. So yes, these fixed costs are great for me. So going back to the co-working space, you'd be like, well, why did you get a co-working space? How does that save time? Well, I'm more productive. Simple as that. Can't work from home. I mean, I can. It's just not productive for me. So the time it takes me to do 1 hour's worth of normal work, like if I was at work or in a space that I can do work productively, takes me probably 3 hours or more when I'm at home. So that's a good use of my time. So far, I've only spent maybe 4 hours in that co-working space. And those 4 hours, boy, I'll tell you, more productive than a whole day, 2 whole days probably, when I'm at home trying to do work on a weekend or something like that. This is my mindset. It may not work for you, but definitely works for me. So that's spending money in order to save time. Second, straight up saving money. Because if you're honestly kind of like thinking of this an operational cost, I'm lowering my operational cost in order to, you know, have more money to do, spend more things on things that actually can make even more money. So saving money. One way I implemented on Friday was a full subscribe and save thing on Amazon. So for those of you who don't know, if you do like a some sort of like recurring delivery, it could be once a month, up to once every 6 months. As long as you have 5 things coming that month, you get 15% off your entire cart. Or I think it's if you have 2, like about 2 to 4, you get 5%, but you know, 15 is 3 times that, so absolutely. You'd be like, well, what are you getting so often that you need it? Well, I think everyone goes through certain things in a household. So I live with a couple other people. So we have toilet paper, paper towels, laundry detergent, dish soap, hand soap. You get the picture. In addition to that, I have some of my non-perishables that come in through that way, like, you know, organic or natural peanut butter, canned chicken, whatever. You know what I mean? So got implemented that. So not only am I saving money, but I'm also saving time. So I have to think about it because I understand my consuming behavior and my consuming patterns based off of historical context. So a lot of times in the past, before I was doing subscribe and save, I would buy it on Amazon one-time purchase. So very easy for me. What to do was to look at my previous purchases and be like, oh, normally it takes me 3 months to go through for this house to go through X, or 4 months to go through a Y, or 6 months to go through Z. So definitely that's another good way. Lastly, spending money to actually make money. This normally is in two ways I've been doing. One is long-term investments. I've actually changed a lot of my long-term investments over to Facebook because, for those of you who don't know, it's quite underpriced. It's hovering around, what, 190? And people were pretty scared back in February or March or whatever when that analytical stuff went down. But that only brought down the price $30. I think it went down to 150 at one point. And I saw that as a buying opportunity because, for those of you who don't know, Facebook isn't going away. Also, for those who don't know, Facebook owns Instagram and owns WhatsApp. So it is the king, or whatever, the ruler of attention right now, at least for the next 2 to 3 years. So I think in that 2 to 3 year time period where more money is going to get funneled into it for advertising, that stock price will easily double, maybe even triple. Maybe that's more of a 3 to 5 year time frame, but I think they're willing to execute. So I've been shifting a lot of my long-term investments from other sources that have also made me money in the last few years, but I'm seeing that as an opportunity right now. Again, maybe long-term is more like 7 years, but I'm thinking more, I guess, midterm, so 3 to 5. So that's what I strongly think. Second thing is ads. Again, takes money to spend money. That's why advertising business is so huge. People want to return on investments. So they're like, oh, I'm going to spend $100 in hopes to get something, whether it be brand awareness or actually dollar conversion. Currently, for me, doing it more on the brand awareness side, implemented that a lot on the partnership. Actually, I'm going to do a quick right hook for the partnership. So we have two episodes in June. One's this Thursday at the Actors Fund. It's a great play. Check it out. Again, just DM me if you want to actually talk about it. I'm not going to ramble about it right now. Another episode next Wednesday, and that is at a Brooklyn Commons space over in Bushwick. Again, if you're interested in radio play stuff, that's thepartnership.com. DM me at the Todd Talks on everything, and we can talk more about that. So going back to ads, so again, brand awareness, that's what basically I'm spending my dollars on right now. I've gotten some good return on investments for the partnership, and I'm going to start doing that for my own actual brand, which is this right now that I'm doing. So I'm excited to do that. So yeah, those are really the three things: saving time by spending money, saving money by just saving money by cutting down operational costs. I know I gave only the one example of subscribe and save, but I think the other thing is just decrease what you do. So let's pretend you go out 5 times a week, cut it down to 4. You know, it's like you don't have to, I'm not saying cut yourself dry, but that one day, let's say every day you spend $40 on food and drinks. Okay, that adds up. If you save one time a week, you save that $40, you can then go buy an ad, or you can buy a membership that help you save time. You know, you can redirect your funds in order to actually help you, whether it be in the short term, midterm, or long term. So those are three ways: save time, save money, and then spend money, either short-term, long-term, short-term, midterm, long-term, in order to make money. So hopefully that was helpful. Feel free to, again, reach out at The Todd Talks across all social media, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.